What Women Must Know with Sheryl Selman, Mondays at 2 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Everyone, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is a show about holistic perceptions, holistic solutions, holistic knowledge about all areas of our health and well-being. In fact, this is an opportunity to have in-depth conversations and explorations into topics that are really essential to empower us to make more appropriate and wiser decisions regarding our health and well-being. I'm your host, Dr. Sheryl Selman. I'm a naturopathic doctor, author, lecturer, psychotherapist, and very passionate advocate for women's health. Although I want to say this is not a show just for women, especially today's show. It's really important that everyone stay on this line and listen to the topic we're going to be talking about. Before I get there, I just want to say it's all happening. This is the event that gets me into New York City. I do this twice a year, and it is happening this Saturday, May 7th. I will be doing a special seminar at the Natural Gourmet Institute called Getting Your Hormones Back on Track. And this is a three-hour event where I will reveal all of the answers to the many health challenges that women are facing. So whether you are dealing with PMS, fibroids, endometriosis, perimenopausal, menopausal issues, osteoporosis, whether you are losing your libido, losing your muscle mass, losing your sleep, come along. I have answers for you. I have experiences. We're going to be having a fantastic day of not only gaining the knowledge, but also doing things, practical things that will actually help get you where you want to be and where you deserve to be, which is optimal health and well-being. So this only happens twice a year, and it will be occurring this Saturday, 2 to 5, at the Natural Gourmet Institute. You just need to find them online, give them a call, and book in. If there is space, give it a go. And also, I will be lecturing May 13th and 14th in Boston. So anyone who may be listening from Boston, or if you know of any in Boston, I have two great events. I will be doing a book signing for my newest book called The Promise of HCG, How to Banish Fat, Resculpt Your Body, and Rebalance Your Metabolism, with my co-author, Frankie Boyer, who is a well-known radio host up in Boston. And so we are going to be doing a book signing. We're doing a special evening lecture called The Missing Pieces of the Weight Loss Puzzle. Some fantastic information to really help anyone succeed at accomplishing their goals with weight loss. And Saturday, I have another very special event. It's an afternoon seminar called Turning Back the Clock, and you're going to learn the keys to rejuvenate your body, your hormones, your health. Again, leading-edge information, practical experiences, and by the way, there are lots and lots of samples going to be given out. It's going to be such a fun afternoon. So I invite all of you who are in the Boston area to come along next Friday, Saturday. To find out more, go to Frankie, that's F-R-A-N-K-I-E, Boyer.com, or email frankieboyer@aol.com. And hopefully I will get to meet many of you when I'm in New York and also in Boston. And one last thing, I definitely want to remind everyone, if you haven't opted into my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, I want to tell you, you really want to go there. You'll be on my e-list. You'll be getting my special reports, notifications, updates. I do have a special report coming out very soon, another special report. So this is a great place. All the information is for free. You can learn, you can get empowered, and you can get the best information to make the best decisions for yourself. Informed decisions is what it is all about. So that's all at my website, whatwomenmustknow.com. So let's talk about the topic at hand. The statistics for cancer, I believe they're now 1 out of 2. I also believe cancer has surpassed heart disease as the leading cause of death in this country. It's a terrifying word. When most people hear the word cancer, we just go into shock, and we can't even think, and it just creates such stress. And everybody out there knows someone who is dealing with some form of cancer, be it benign or malignant. What's going on? It's a pandemic. It's happening all over the world. And what are we going to do if that is something that we are ever faced with, or our family member is faced with, or a friend is faced with? Most people, when they get a diagnosis, they are not expecting it. They are totally unprepared. And because they are already in shock and fearing the worst, they kind of follow the conventional path. They don't even know if there is. Well, we're going to be talking to a very dedicated documentary filmmaker who has devoted 3 years of his life traveling around the world interviewing some of the top cancer specialists and experts in the fields related to the knowledge that we need to support ourselves in preventing and also in addressing cancer, if that is the journey we're on. And he has done a remarkable job. He has his documentary, which was only released 2 months ago, now being sold in 24 countries. His documentary has just received tremendous acclaim from leading practitioners all over the world, and he has taken his family, uprooted them from Australia, and is now here in the LA area promoting his book. We're going to be talking to Marcus Freudenman, who is the producer, director, and dedicated missionary to getting information out. His documentary is called Cancer is Curable Now, and it's subtitled, however, it is not cured with medicine or drugs, but with knowledge. And this is, I have to say, a documentary that everyone should have in their personal library. And I'd like to welcome Marcus to the show. So hello, Marcus.
Welcome, Cheryl. How are you?
I am very well. I'm looking forward to having this conversation. You know, I've obviously seen the, and I guess we should say that I've been very privileged because you have actually interviewed me when I was in Australia last year, and little did I know, I have a little place in your video, so it's in your.
You're one of our main actors, main specialists.
Yeah, you know, I had no idea, to be honest, Marcus, when you asked to interview me last year, what this was really going to lead to. It's very exciting. It's very exciting for you, and it's very exciting for everyone out there to have in one, you know, DVD, a resource that brings together so many prominent people with such important things to share with people, and so well produced, so well choreographed. I really want to congratulate you because it was a huge undertaking. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to embark upon this journey.
Well, let's just say, like you, we didn't really know what it's going to turn out to. When we started that journey, we really wanted to find a cure. We wanted to find... I was working based on mind and emotional problem resolutions with a lot of cancer patients. And because I had great success, I was referred to more and more cancer patients. And in the end, you know, I was quite overwhelmed. I knew everything about resolving their conflicts and about their emotions, but I couldn't help them on the physical level. And when you have a patient, you work with them, and then they are drugged, they are poisoned, they are dulled, and their medication or their treatment really takes all the life out of them. It's really hard to work with the mind. And so after a while, I started to interview in Australia all the doctors, all the scientists, all specialists like you to find answers. You know, how can we actually support that whole system, you know, like holistic, which means body, mind, and spirit. And not only my part, so that we can give a real full-on program. And I realized that in Australia, I found a lot, but a lot of patients went overseas to America, to Mexico, to Germany, and they came back and worked really well. You know, like their tumor mass was reduced, they were feeling great. And so I said, well, to my family, why don't we just pack up, go on a world tour 6 months, and we just visit all those doctors, do all those interviews, and then we come back and put everything together. And then we can keep on working the way we did, but then we have all the knowledge that we need. And that's how we started. And that was 2.5 years ago, so it took a little bit longer than anticipated. But, yeah, there is so much to learn.
I mean, I bet you never realized just what you were invoking by setting out on this
no.
journey.
No.
I mean, it really is a journey. I mean, it's an odyssey, and you were obviously, were so dedicated and put, you know, time, money, energy, everything to travel around the world and have access to these people who aren't necessarily easy to get to or to give their time to something like this.
Yeah, so, I realized if a patient would like to do that and just put together, let's say, just 5 or 6 of those hours that we spent, you know, sometimes we stayed 3-4 days in a clinic and we had some treatments. They showed us exactly how it worked. We went through different forms of detoxification. We did everything on the journey ourselves to actually experience this whole process so that we could share from a deeper understanding and not just from the words that the doctor said. And yeah, it's overwhelming. You learn so much and you realize that there is so much more to health than what we're sold or told or educated with.
Right. So when we're looking at this tremendous amount of information, how many hours, how long is it?
We have 16 hours of final movie, and then I cut it down and cut it into sections and made it into a very succinct information, which turned out to be 6 hours. And then I had to cut that into 1.5 or 2 hour movie, which is now what we have in the final DVD. So we have a lot of deleted scenes, and we're just starting now to put all those deleted scenes into special reports, and where we really focus on individual things like hypothermia and have like all the interviews, everything we learned, focused and concentrated in that, which means that will be just, or it's just in the process of uploading to our website so that people can access all that information if they want deeper information, because we just couldn't fit it all into one movie.
No, it would be impossible to do that, you know. I mean, there's so much to be said. This is a huge topic. There are many facets of it, and the healing journey really requires time for people to understand exactly what is involved in supporting the body's ability to heal itself of any disease. And that's basically, I mean, you know, the title really says it all, Cancer is Curable Now. That is such an important message that people need to understand, that there are resources within us and around us that can heal anything, and cancer, which has such power just by the word, can you know, we can heal it. I mean, I know people who've healed fourth stage cancer. I know people who have healed incurable cancers. I have, you know, absolute evidence that anything can be healed, as I'm sure you have, and I'm sure you've heard the stories over and over again, and we need to hear these stories over and over again.
Yes, we actually started out with blessings in disease. That was our very first title. You know, we had several on the way. Wake Up, Cancer is Curable Now, or Wake Up Before Cancer Kills You. There are so many on the way. But the main issue was that we interviewed in the beginning over 200 cancer survivors, long-term cancer survivors, and we actually studied what they did in order to get well. And to get a common denominator from that, and not only what you know, one individual did and then learned or taught that, like really what is the essence that all of them had to do in order to get well. And that was quite the foundation of this whole journey and of the whole filming, because we did not focus on individual treatments as the magic cure. We actually focused on those things which, as a common concept, would really help all of them.
Exactly, because there is a thread that runs behind all chronic illnesses, and you need to understand that and address it, and you really need to understand that and address it before anything ever happens. I mean, the goal is to be proactive and be able to take care of our bodies, support our bodies, and wake up to the need to look after our bodies before we have something, you know, brewing in us and get a diagnosis. That's often a rude awakening and a big shock, but there are ways to pay attention so we don't ever have to do that.
Well, I was contemplating about that for a long time. You know, a lot of people say when you get the shock, when you get the diagnosis, when you get something very negative happening in your life, and we realize that it's actually very often necessary for us to get into gear, to get into motion, because we would be stagnant with our problem and rather get used to the problem before we change something. And when we talk about the common denominator with many of the cancer patients, it was really their problem that they knew that something was brewing. They knew that there was, but to change, like losing weight, like doing exercise, like breathing fresh air, like reducing stress, like reducing toxins, right, changing diet, they are so difficult to achieve if you don't have a serious motivation. And
well, excuse me. Yes, I agree. It's like, unfortunately, we can be hit in the head with a 2x4, but we also can get a little feather to brush against us. But most people need the 2x4s, unfortunately, you know. And it is a catalyst. It is an awakening.
Yes, inspiration is certainly the much more convenient and nicer and charming way, and that's what we're trying to do now, to really inspire people to take care, take action, and reduce the actual cause of cancer so that it doesn't really manifest or unfold that intensely. But yeah, you're right. And even in clinics, you know, like even on the journey, when we stayed in a clinic, we did always interviews with patients as well, how they felt, what was their main experience. And all of them said, you know, like, it's so extremely difficult to change. It's so extremely hard to stick to that. You know, I know it's right, but it is so hard. And the motivation through that whole, fear is actually sometimes needed.
So, okay, what are some of the most essential things that you learned on your journey in making your documentary, Cancer is Curable Now?
Well, that every disease has a cause. And when I looked back at working with patients, most of the time we perceive the problem as it hit us, you know, like it was coughed on us. We didn't do anything wrong, or it was genetically, or, you know, like we don't know, we're not educated. All that money is invested into finding a cure, but no one invests any money into actually educating. If there weren't people like you and most of the presenters that we have in the movie who are educating, writing books and sharing, there would be no knowledge. People don't know. And I'm actually wondering, like, we live here in a condo in Los Angeles, And on every door, on every garage door, on every corner of the whole building, it says the sprays and toxins used in this whole environment are highly dangerous and can cause cancer and. We're surrounded with toxins, and we live in amongst all those signs and warning signs and labels, and then we still say we don't know the cause of cancer. And it's really regarded as a myth, and that's not true.
Right. So, what's the first thing that you want people to know about the topic of cancer? What are some of those myths that we're dispelling, and some of the critical things that you learned on your journey?
Well, you are probably my best speaker in the movie in regards to that. We need to, and you said it, you know, like the title comes from you, you have to wake up again to the dangers around us, start to educate ourselves, to realize that it's not a one single thing that makes us sick, that it's, we are like an empty barrel. And we fill in a little bit of toxins. Well, first of all, we're born with quite a load. You know, the Environmental Health Group, they showed that very nicely with their study with those 10 Americans, the babies. We're born already with quite a toxic load. And then with everything we do, breathe, our mind, our emotions, our lifestyle, we just fill that barrel up. And at a certain stage, it's overflowing. And that's when our immune system can't cope with it anymore. That's when the disease starts to manifest. So it's not pointing the finger at one individual problem. It's actually seeing the whole sum of it and how we don't give enough healing time and repair time and cleansing time to our body compared on the other side to the abuse that we do to it.
Right. So maybe to really help people in our conversation, we can look at some of the underlying root cause issues that contribute to putting our body so seriously out of balance that we have a chronic disease emerge. We can talk about some of the most inspiring people you met that are doing wonderful work. And then we can talk about some of the key things that you feel people need to know if they are searching for some holistic solutions in dealing with their cancer treatment, or just things that people need to know to protect themselves and their bodies and nourish their bodies so they can stay healthy.
Yes.
How does that sound?
Very good. The very first thing that in regards to understanding the body's basic concept is, in all the treatments that we found, is oxygen. You know, like breathing oxygen, oxygenating the body. Cancer actually lives very happily in areas which are low oxygenated, which have an acidic environment, which are, you know, not really healthy. And as they can survive there very well and all the healthy cells don't, it's crucial. It's one of the main elements that we found is healing through, you know, exercise, which pumps the oxygen to those places, and then breathing fresh air, humming. There was a clinic in Denmark which I really loved. Every morning, all patients had to take off their shoes and walk 20 to 30 minutes barefoot in the grass, humming. They were all singing together, and it was funny. You know, like when we stayed there, it didn't feel like it was a treatment, but in actual fact, when you looked at the blood results under the dark field microscope before and after, it was astounding how those blood cells from that sandwich clogged up at, layer all of a sudden had exploded and big and round and were carrying a lot of oxygen throughout the blood. It was quite amazing to see that difference instantly from just a little exercise. And
there is really? I mean, it was like when they were checked, when they came back in after walking and humming, they saw their blood had changed.
Yes. They did blood test instantly, not with all of them, because it was like a big crowd, and they were all humming happily out there. I think it was also the humming, the music. And what they showed very clearly is that the free electrons that are in the air, and they were pretty close to the coast, so extremely high level of free electrons, As soon as we have rubber soles and we're isolated from the ground, we walk on linoleum and plastic floors and synthetic carpet, so we don't get the grounding anymore. As soon as you ground a person, in their whole treatment rooms, everywhere they are grounded. They're plugged I think they do it through the radiator because they go down into the ground. They ground them. They have them walking barefoot, and through that, those free negative ions, they go through the body and recharge and bring that whole body to life. And every patient they put on that treatment has an extreme wound healing, which is enormous to see the difference. They have really made it an art to do wound healing with negative ions and free electrons and grounding. And it's working. It's working fantastically.
You know, that is so interesting. A while back, I had Dr. Steven Sinatra on the show, and he was one of the authors of a book called Earthing. It's Earthing. And
yes.
In his book, Earthing, he is talking about the need to do just that, take off our shoes, touch the earth again, because the earth has this energy flow that is very profound, is anti-inflammatory, you know, it helps to do so many things. And in fact, he promotes a number of inexpensive products that you can use in your home to earth yourself. I sleep on one of those sheets. That's an earthing sheet. I have one right here under my desk that I put my bare feet on. And that's such an important message. And it's fascinating that clinic in Denmark has evidence, and it makes it an integral part of their treatment.
Yeah, they do it at Sanoviv. They do it in three or four clinics in India. It's like it's not only in Denmark, but there they really made it a very fine art. And like, since I came from Denmark, we had those grounding mats in our bed, too. They were selling it in Sweden and in Denmark, where you have, like, it's a silver thread that is woven into the cloth.
Right.
And it's grounded, and they do exactly the same there. So it's enormous. Like, if you have just a wound or a scratch or something, it heals in half the time. And they even showed they had patients with and without, with images, and we filmed this whole process, and it just showed that as soon as you ground a person, they do the grounding in nature. And I think the basic concept is, again, there is an earth magnetic field which we are used to since thousands of years, which gives us our, you know, day and night rhythm, our seasonal rhythm and everything. And as soon as we connect to that, our body gets back into touch with who we truly are, and that is the healing effect, which immediately is visible.
So one of the practical things that people can do who are listening to our conversation is to take their shoes off and go out and find some grass and some earth and just sit or walk for 15 minutes or so touching the earth.
Exactly, and if they do the humming exercise, which is proven to stimulate very high intake of oxygen, it excels this whole process of ionization of the body.
So just hum anything, doesn't matter, just hum.
You know, you know when children are happy and they're humming, or when someone is doing something and they don't have negative thoughts in their mind, they're actually quite happy. It's a natural thing that we start humming.
Right.
And when you do that, you cannot but start smiling. You cannot but change your feelings. Even if you're pretty sad, you start humming a song, and it might start with a sad, you know, melody. After a little while, it turns quite happy. Humming increases the oxygen flow to your whole body, to the brain, to everything, and it immediately transforms your physical and your emotional status.
Right. You know, you've spent a lot of time in your documentary talking about some of the underlying issues that drive the body and the immune system to be out of balance, the stress, the negative programming, the unresolved wounds that we carry as being very fundamental, not only in driving us towards illness, but also very necessary in healing illness.
Yeah. We had an interview with Dr. Hammer and the German New Medicine, and it just didn't turn out well with our microphone. I had a bad connection with the microphone, so we couldn't use it in the movie. But it really showed, and that was my experience too, that, you know, negative emotions cause cortisol in the body. It's very unhealthy milieu. It's cancer promoting. It's lowering our immune response. So when we have negative emotions and we don't know how to deal with them, if we just have them, going wild in our mind, you know, when we have a problem, jealousy, whatever it is, and it's that long-term stress that it puts onto our system, it just reduces our immune response. It's not the cause of cancer, but usually it's one of the trigger points, you know, one of the points that fills the barrel that we then tip over and the immune system cannot cope with the load anymore. And to resolve those emotional issues is very, very important. And usually it's by appreciating how or what they bring into our life. It's usually by starting to love your problems that you can resolve them. A lot of people, they push things away and don't want them to happen, you know, like whether it's resentment and anger, it's things that they don't go congruent with their beliefs. As soon as we look at the beliefs who drive that, the beliefs who actually cause that pain, and we change those beliefs, immediately the problem resolves. And that's what I've been doing for many, many years. That's what I love doing. And that's what I wanted to support with the movie in this whole process. And I found that most of the clinics, most of the practitioners actually do that. And that's why we've included it into the movie, because it's such an elementary part of healing.
You know, we're going to take a break, Marcus. And when we come back, I want you to say a little bit about Dr. Hammer. I don't know if people really know and appreciate what this man has done and how he has made such a major contribution in the mind-body connection. It was wonderful that you interviewed him. I'm disappointed he never made it into the documentary because he's not easily interviewed.
No.
is he out of prison now, by the way?
Yeah, he's in Spain now. He's hiding, you know.
This man it was so profound in what he discovered that he was a dangerous person and had to be taken away because his work was so profound. So we're going to have Marcus tell us more about it. So right now we need to take a break. You are listening to What Women Must Know with Dr. Cheryl Selman. My guest today is Marcus Fredeman, who has created an amazing documentary called Cancer is Curable Now, a must for everyone's library. We'll be right back.
This is PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Orly Cotel with Sierra Club Radio. Tune in Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern on the ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com to hear interviews with green authors, activists, politicians, celebrities, and more.
Rachel Trachtenberg for Rachel Trachtenberg's Pure Imagination. This is a show for everyone from our perspective as teens. Current events, art as life, music, and politics. Rachel Trachtenberg's Pure Imagination.
With co-host Julia Cumming.
Wednesdays at 1 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network. Premiering in 2 weeks.
Driving you crazy? Do you have a cheating boyfriend or girlfriend? An ex you can't let go of? An obnoxious boss? Adult kids who won't listen? I'm Hollis Polk, and I fix relationship problems. Your life, your relationship with Hollis Polk offers you practical solutions for all sorts of people problems. Listen and call in Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, or download the podcast at ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com.
Ever wonder why some people have successful lives? Well, let's shrink about this. Hi, I'm Dr. Molly Barrow, author of Matchlines for Singles and the Malia and Teacup Self-Esteem Building Series for Children. Please join me and my guests every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to explore psychological and practical problem solving, from personal issues to world events. You can call in to join the conversation or just enjoy listening. If you're looking for balance in your relationship, career choices, family, and your planet, please join Dr. Molly Barrow and Shrink About This Tuesday at 10 Eastern on www.progressiveradionetwork.com.
You are listening to A Progressive Moment on the Progressive Radio Network.
Well, hello, and welcome back to What Women Must Know with me, Dr. Cheryl Selman, and we are having a most important conversation today. We're talking to the producer of a new documentary that everyone really must get a copy of. It's called Cancer is Curable Now, and it's subtitled, However, It is Not Cured with Medicine or Drugs, but with Knowledge. And this documentary is just packed with knowledge that comes from leading researchers, practitioners, clinics, holistic clinics, doing the most amazing work to heal cancer, all kinds of cancer throughout the world. So the producer and passionate advocate of this documentary is Marcus Freudenman, who has really traveled around the world, uprooted his family to take on this mission, and has such dedication to sharing this information throughout the world. The documentary has only come out 2 months ago, but it is already sold in over 24 countries because cancer is a pandemic. It is everywhere. So, Marcus, we were talking about the opportunity you had to interview a very remarkable man, Dr. Hammer. Do you just want to say a few things that kind of impressed you the most, or what you've learned in your conversation with him in your interview?
Well, yes, there was a lot. The main thing was that the ignorance that allopathic medicine really shows in regards to that body-mind connection, and how they prosecute him for stating the obvious, for stating really very, very simple things, and helping thousands of people all over the world with his work. And when you look at how we are a pharmacy, you know, like our body has chemical reactions which are very easy to see. Like we get angry and it goes into our stomach. There is a stomach ulcers, all sorts of issues, you know, for emotional issues, how they react. If you see someone naked and you get aroused, there is our fantasy, our mind has an immediate effect onto the body. We can shiver and tremble out of fear, like everything reacts, and then they say, well, we don't have a connection between mind and body, and one has nothing to do. It's like the driver and the car, they are separate. But when the driver then jumps into the car and drives angrily or frustrated, it has certainly an effect, and he could prove that with his images. He made CT scans of the brain, and then it traumas, very serious events, things that we could not handle, were visible, and he saw that in forms of waves radiating out in different areas of the brain, and through that affecting certain organs in the body. He related certain areas of the brain to certain body parts and organs, and then could see where the emotional event had taken place. And when you then resolve the emotional problem, usually the cancer resolves. And that's very amazing when you see that. And it certainly doesn't fit for all cancer patients because not everybody has that immediate trigger. But let's say for those who have that underlying emotional cause, it's the solution.
Right. And there is no one who is dealing with any chronic illness that doesn't have to address an emotional component if you really want to heal.
And, well, you know, I'm quite careful. We met people who had very serious asbestos poisoning. We met others who worked at a local hairdresser and, you know, like growing up in that and were completely toxic. And just one of the patients that we met, she was very happy. There was no big trauma. I was working with her. She was actually quite happy, but she still had extreme hormonal imbalances and from the environment that she worked in. So I'm quite careful to say everybody has, because that would really point out that everybody has the same reason. And when you look at the accumulation of all the causes of cancer, and when you look at the beginning of the movie, it's really like a whole load. There's so many things which can cause and trigger our immune system to tip. And the actual really problem is that our immune system can't cope with the load. Like you and me and everybody on this planet produces daily thousands of cancer cells. So only when our immune system isn't up to the job to eliminate them and get rid of them, that's when they start to establish. And then it's anyway a process for many years. So I'm careful to say that this is the cause or that it has to be part of it, but it certainly has a huge impact. Emotional influences have a huge impact in causing that damage.
Yes. So, you know, you've had the opportunity to travel all over the world. You know, most people are not going to be able to travel to clinics in other parts of the world, but you did learn so much when you visited these clinics. What are some of the most important things you can share with people, what you've learned, or what treatments have been most effective? What can people do who are facing the diagnosis of cancer now and want some help in how to find the best healing modality or healing modalities for them? Maybe there's just not one way to go, but you have to incorporate several.
That's a very difficult question, because let's just say you want to build a house. You don't take the local builder. You just don't take anyone that you don't know what the result is. So the most important, and you know, we've interviewed in total over 180 clinics and doctors, and out of that we've reduced quite drastically, and then 30 are in the movie, because many would not be in my choice. And it's because they are not doing, you know, the whole complex, the whole holistic thing. And that's very important for patients to understand. And this is actually the most crucial for me, which really motivates me to put that movie out and to give more information and to let people know, because when they are not empowered themselves, they can come to the most exciting clinic, pay a fortune, and still have not what they actually need, because the doctor has not the overview. And this has been an taste when we came out of the journey, which is really important. That's why it's so important to start, when you have a problem, to start learning about your problem and then to look at who can help me best. Some of the clinics, and you know, we all know, and you said it in the movie as well, sugar is one of the major killers. We found clinics where they were treating with high sophistic equipment the most extraordinary treatments, and then they were feeding their patients wine, puddings, apple strudels, cakes, you know, like desserts, and they were actually promoting the cancer in the other side. So I think that the most important to understand for a cancer patient is that they need to learn the basics so that they are not a victim, so that they become a victor of their disease, that they can actually take control and charge and not rely on someone who might be good but might be not.
And that is what you provide in your documentary.
That's what we provide, like people like you and all the doctors that we have taken in, which really share that knowledge, share that information. And that's what I said in the beginning. We've pulled everything together which people have to know, which are fundamental knowledge, wisdom, that they will save their life. It's actually really the knowledge that saves them and not the treatment, not the cure, which we're so trained to seek. You know, like everybody's looking for the cure, but it's the knowledge that will save us.
I mean, and that's really an important point, and you use it in your subtitle, that it's really about not seeking out the cure, because there are many ways that you will support the body in healing. But what we need most of all is the knowledge, because once we have knowledge of what is required, we will find our path.
Yes. That's exactly what every cancer survivor said. As soon as they started to understand the basics of what made them sick and they removed the cause, I think, you know, nobody looks at removing the cause as a cure. They look at different ways. They want to buy health. They want to purchase it over the counter. They want to have it prescribed from the doctor. But removing the cause is actually the very, very first step. And when you look at all the doctors and clinics, what they do, they remove the causes. Like Dr. Connelly, Dr. Anderson, Dr. Dowers, all those clinics, they take 2 to 3 hours with the patient peeling the onion, you know, like finding everything which makes them sick and then removing one by one and helping people to establish the new way of living without the cause. And once you do that, Bill Henderson said it very nicely, it can only get better. There is no other alternative.
Right. So can you go through some of those key causes that you gathered from the various experts that you talked to?
Well, hormone disruptors, from our main experts about hormones, Cheryl Selman. And I was really excited because we don't look at many of the things how you explained them, you know, like shampoos and normal things that surround us, which actually are highly toxic. When you look at sun creams and the normal things that we're trained from childhood on to use, how actually they promote our disease and illness. Then, certainly diet is a very crucial point, which is elementary in healing. None of the clinics that was very successful, none of the doctors that was, you know, renowned for their success rate, even Dr. Hammer, everybody, even the Budvik Center in Spain, like all of them have diet as one of their most incremental parts. And then what I found to be important, maybe not quite important, you know, like in the public view, but balance. You know, like we have that tendency to get involved in work, in stress, in family, in providing, in achieving, in getting big, in doing things, and we forget to live. And a big portion of healing in many of the centers were art, dance, music, happiness, joy. You know, like singing, you would not count that as a healing. But when you look at what it did to the group and what it did to the patients and how they actually started to find passion again, joy in life, a motivation to actually live. Because we get tired of life if it's only exhausted, if we only are stressed, if we only have to do, you know, and we ought to be doing, we should be doing, we must do, you know, like all those words that we use, an indicator on whether life is actually worth living.
Right. Right. You know, we sometimes lose sight of how important those basic things are to our health and well-being. And we have to reclaim them. You know, I was going to ask you, Marcus, you've met so many interesting people, cancer victors along the way, and I'm wondering if there are one or two that really stood out that inspired you and can help inspire us.
Oh, all of them. You know, they all had their little journey. They all had their little Michelle Richmond, for example. You know, like she's helping. I think I need to bring that to the point. there is a lot of them who have made their weakness to their greatest strength. They are now helping and sharing with others what they've learned. And I think it really brought that purpose into their life. And they always say it with a certain way. I don't know. It's make your weakness your passion or something like that. But that is generally one of the main keys. Rick, we have an interview with him on the website. He started to lecture around the world about his journey. He changed his profession to whatever he loved to do. He started to live life coming from complete indoctrination and doing what he was supposed to do without joy, without happiness. And once he started to live life, all of a sudden his disease went. So there's many different things that really have pulled together in the movie as an element, as an incremental element, which we do not look at as a cure, like you just said. We don't see that as a cure. We think that's normal, but we forget the normal. We forget the common sense in this whole process.
It's always amazing when people kind of get reignited with a passion, how the body will transform.
Yeah. Don Tolman said it. You can have a crappy diet, you can have lack of water, lack of sleep, lack of everything, but if you have a passion, it overcomes pretty much everything. And that is true. As soon as someone finds that passion within themselves, you know, like it really motivates and it thrives you, and which brings us back again, you know, like depression and sadness and ongoing stress and resentment and grief and sorrow can lower our immune system. So can joy and passion and happiness increase our immune system.
I don't think people realize how powerful that passion is as a healing force within the body. It's a theory, but until you tap into it, I don't think anyone can truly understand how profound it really is.
Yes, that's it. It is amazing. And like when you go to some of the clinics in Germany, they have relaxation programs, meditation programs, they have singing, they have art in some of the anthroposophic treatment centers in Germany. They do dance and eurythmy and beautiful things to just invoke that peace of mind again and that joy of life and doing excursions out into the green. And you know, when we started out, I have to really admit, I was looking like everybody else for a cure. You know, I was actually quite excited to see the machinery in Germany, typical male. You know, like what do they use and the hypothermia and everything. And when I got there, I realized that this was, and they said it in the interview, this is not a magic treatment. This is not a magic bullet. This is actually only one part of many, and it helps to reduce the tumor load, like hypothermia, local hypothermia. It helps to reduce the tumor load, but it's not the magic cure. Everything together, everything that is needed, from the passion, from the joy, from the right diet, from the detoxification, from the new environment that we create for ourselves when we're diagnosed, all that is needed, and that's why most patients that came back to us, you know, from being overseas, being 4 weeks in that environment or 3 weeks, or they were in Mexico and they learned all that new way of life, they were inspired, they were transformed, and then they could go on implementing that into their life. And that's why I think all of them carry that also into their environment. That's why they are successful in teaching others.
You know, what you said is just so profound. I really got it, you know, because we are looking for the magic treatment. You know, what's the technology? What's the, vaccine? What's this? What's that? And, each clinic may have certain specialties, but they use it in conjunction with a holistic approach because it's addressing that power, that vital force within each of us that has to be reclaimed to really allow the healing to happen. And that's just so profound, Marcus. What you just said is amazing.
Yeah, we get caught in detail and lose common sense on the way. I see what you just said, it was exactly the same for me. I was going out for the cure, and I was brought back step by step by every clinic and by every successful doctor to the essence. And when I realized that in the end, I had tears in my eyes. I was actually in tears when I realized that it's not about healing through a cure or any kind of remedy. It's healing our life. Cancer is actually healing us in regards to where we've gone wrong. And that's what I said in the beginning. There is a cause. And as soon as we've removed that cause, we come back to who we truly are. Disease vanishes.
You know, and that is where the allopathic approach really fails us, because it makes us believe there is just a treatment that we have to do. Change nothing else. Don't alter anything. Just get your chemo, your radiation, or the surgery, and that is going to hopefully solve the problem.
And keep going with your miserable life.
Yes, and just keep going with everything that has brought this upon you, and don't even bother paying attention to any of that.
Yeah.
Marcus, I just want to say we're coming to the end of the show, and I don't want the show to end without giving information how people can get to your website. I know you have a special that you are offering about so people can have this DVD in their library. And I want to say you don't want to get this just when you're having to deal with a diagnosis of cancer. This is the knowledge, as you were saying, that people need to have for their lives, for the health of their lives. And then, of course, it's something they can share with family, friends, schools. I mean, this should be shown everywhere.
Yes, and that's what's happening. You know, like, we get live screenings from Australia, from Mexico, from everywhere, and it's really beautiful, the feedback that we're receiving. So it's very nice. Now, in regards to the website, I have to say a little bit complicated. We have started out with a website system which doesn't really work well. So it's wake-up.tv. And when you go there, you can order the DVD until Mother's Day for a very, very good special for $27, including shipping, and it's over $12 discount. So we do that to help all the mothers, and it's in conjunction with a group that promotes very heavily for Mother's Day. And that's on wake-up.tv, like watching TV.
Okay. If people who may be listening from other countries want to order it, they can just order through that website you send all over the world?
Yes, it's sent all over the world. We have all formats. We have PAL and NTSC. It's region-free, so everybody can play it on their computer, and it plays on their DVD player in that country. So it's completely international. And we have a very special, because we're moving over on Mother's Day to a new website. Everybody who buys before that will get a free report. It's a whole book. We started out with a booklet guiding people through the movie and what they can do step by step. And that is just in the final edits. And as soon as we have that finished after Mother's Day, that will be going out as a special report. But everybody who buys before will get that for free.
Oh, fantastic. So, again, we're talking about the documentary and the DVD, Cancer is Curable Now. However, it is not cured with medicine or drugs, but with knowledge. And, you know, so many people who I've had the privilege of interviewing on my radio show, like Bruce Lipton and Dr. Gary Gordon, are in this DVD. So it's great to see, you know, Burton Goldberg. I'm just looking at all the people here who've been here sharing their knowledge and their wisdom. So it's so exciting that you've got them all together, including me, in your documentary. I'm very honored to be there. And Marcus, we just have another minute or so. Anything you want to say to wrap it up, or something you feel is important to share before we come to the end?
Well, as you said before, knowledge is power, and it's not when it's too late. It's not. Don't start looking at this subject when it's already biting you in your butt. start early. Look into the fundamentals, and you can prevent cancer a lot easier than you can cure it.
Well, Marcus, it's been such a pleasure. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your dedication in creating this DVD, Cancer is Curable Now. People need to go and visit wake-up.tv. Get that amazing special offer that Marcus is making available for only $27 for this. Is it almost 2 hours, huh?
Full 2 hours, fully packed with information.
Yeah, it is, fully packed with information. And Marcus, I just wish you all the success with this great venture. It's really making such a difference in the world.
Thank you so much, and thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for having us. Have a great day. And here we are at the end of another fantastic show. You're listening to What Women Must Know. My special guest today is Marcus Fruderman, who has created an amazing an important documentary called Cancer is Curable Now. It's a two-hour DVD. Go to wake-up.tv and order your copy for yourself, your family, your friends, your community. Get empowered with knowledge. And until next time, always remember to honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.